Thank you for holding. Is this Gersten?
Yes.
Hi, did I pronounce your name correctly, Gersten?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Jill. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. Did you have any questions for me about the listing on Google, aside from just the cost?
Well, I want to know the cost first before I take any decisions.
Right, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't ask you for a credit card without you knowing what you were getting charged. That'd be kind of crazy. But yeah. Did you have any questions like about the placement itself, aside from just the cost?
So, what exactly the package are? Why are you actually going to give me? Because he basically asked a question, but I don't know exactly what you're going to give me. So,
right. Okay. No, that's really important. So, have you ever gone on to Google and did a search for like painters, tree removal, wood fence repair, you know, any of the services that you offer?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, when you do a search on Google, there's a big map that pops up of like Fredericksburg and surrounding areas. And then there's a list of three top recommended companies for painting, tree removal, wood fence repair, whichever service you looked up. There's going to give you three top recommended options. Have you seen that before? It'll have like their name, address, phone number, link to their website. There's a little red dot on the map kind of indicating where they are.
Yes.
Okay. That's where we're talking about placing you. It's called a Google Places placement. We can only list you there when we have a spot become available. So the reason we're reaching out to you is because we had a listing become available within our industry and within our company, and we're actually going down a qualified candidates list. We're just looking for one guy to fill that spot. The reason you want that spot for J&L Total Services LLC is because 90% of the time when people search on Google, they pick from this section. They're not usually going to page 2 or page 3 or looking at the guys at the bottom of the page, right? So we'd be putting you in a position where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look before they make a decision on this. If I was going to get wood fence repair or hire somebody to do tree removal, I just type in tree removal company near me, and then there's the top recommended guys there. If I click on them, it calls them directly, so you're getting a live call from people in your area, right? So it's not like what you're doing now with Home Advisor. Home Advisor by Angie's, they use this. They use Google in order to get the leads that they're selling to you now, right? And they'll sell the lead to a couple other people, and they're going to charge all of you whether you get the job or not, right? So the reason you'd want this is it's going to put you in a position where the customers can call you off the first page of Google without you getting charged for each individual lead. And they could call you as a live call instead of you calling them back. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay, I'm trying to break it down in the simplest terms, so if I say something that you don't understand, just let me know. You know, I can always rephrase it, but I want to make sure you know exactly what we're doing here. If we list you there, it's basically cutting out your middleman. You know, you have one flat monthly rate. It's month to month. You don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. No matter how many jobs you get, your bill's not going to change. So if you get 20 new jobs, your bill's the same, right? We're not charging you per job or per lead, okay?
Okay.
So, what my customers have found is they usually like it when people call them directly off the first page rather than a lead that they have to call back, right? So everybody's different. If you like getting those leads, that's on you. I just wanted to kind of use it as a comparison because we saw you were using that, and, you know, I've had a lot of success with people who have used that platform and are now on the first page of Google. Okay. As far as price, typically, you know, if you look at some of the guys that are up there now, you know, these guys are on a platinum package. They have a website. They have the Bing local listings. They have Yelp. They have Facebook ads. I mean, these companies have full A to Z marketing strategies. We do have a package like that, but it's a lot more expensive. It's called our platinum package. That one's advertised at $599 per month on our website. I can get you that package for $299, which is half of what your competitors are paying for the same placement in the same type of package, meaning you get the website as well, and the additional directory submissions and features. So most bang for your buck, but half price, right? And then what I'd be able to do is I'd lock you in at that discounted pricing structure. So as long as you're with us, you'd keep that $299. It wouldn't go back up next month to the $599 that they're paying for the placement. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. You're bilingual, right? You speak English and Spanish?
Yes.
Okay. Here, I want to show you something. You got texting on this number?
Yep.
Okay. The reason I asked if you're bilingual is because we have bilingual reps in-house. Yo es mucho gringo, but mi novia es salvadoreña. Mi esposa now. It's not my novia no more. It's mi esposa.
Yeah. So, congratulations.
Gracias, gracias. We have a little niño. He's uno año. So my son is white and Salvadorian. He's English, Irish, and Salvadorian. So it's bilingual at the house, but I don't feel comfortable enough speaking Spanish. Unless I talk to my lady, you know, she tells me when I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. But we have bilingual reps in here, so we'll be able to accommodate you if you prefer Spanish. I can set you up with one of our bilingual representatives. That way, you know, nothing's getting lost in the communication on what we're doing. But I sent you a text. The text is a link to the pricing page, so that way you could see everything rather than me just tell you. But what you'd be getting is that platinum package. So the platinum package is the one, it's advertised at $599, and then it has the $299 setup fee. What I'm doing, Gerson, is I'm waiving the setup fee entirely, and then I'm cutting your monthly price down to $299, which is cheaper than even the pro package. You know, that's cheaper than our cheapest package. So altogether, putting your business on Google isn't the cheapest thing, but it pays for itself with the customers that it brings in. You know, with the kind of work that you do, I don't know what you charge for tree removal, but I remember I paid a guy to remove a palm tree that I had, and it was almost $1,000. I think it was like $600-$700 for one. You know? Yeah. So, you know, with the kind of work that you do, the first job we bring you, you're going to offset that cost. You're already making money. And then every other job after that is designed to generate profit for you. So that's the goal in this, is to not just have you spending money on your marketing. We want to make sure that the marketing is generating enough clients to pay for itself, so that way you're not taking money out of your pocket in order to keep yourself on Google. Right?
Yes.
Yep. So it's also considered a business expense, so you could write it off later.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. So let me ask you this. Like, for some reason you create, you say on that one you're going to be able to create like a pay wage for me?
Website?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So in the pricing, you'll see there, it's listed as an optimized landing page. It says there.
Yeah.
I could send you an example also.
Okay.
But yes, you will have your own website.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me ask you this. But if for some reason, let's say I don't think it's good for me, and then like a couple months later I tell you like, you know, I'm going to cancel. That way, web page is going to stay with me, or you need to get away?
Well, I will give you a buyout option on it of $99 to keep that domain. Because normally, the setup fee, that $299 setup fee, that usually goes towards buying the domain for your website, and then developing all the content, and then providing hosting as well. I'm waiving the fee, so I'm not charging you anything to build your website. I don't think you're going to want to cancel, right? But this is just us playing, you know, I want to answer your question thoroughly and accurately. So if you did cancel and you still wanted to keep the website, it would be a $99 charge because that's what we would have paid for that URL. Okay, and then we could part ways, you could keep it. Okay, but while you're using our services at the $299 month to month, I'm not charging you anything for the website. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand. I just trying to understand. And
you're thinking from a worst case scenario, but I'm thinking best case scenario. I'm thinking that we're going to end up actually saving you money and getting you more job opportunities compared to HomeAdvisor, right? Because if you look at that platform and you're spending, you know, $20, $30 per lead, you know, by the time you get 10 leads or 15 leads, you've already spent more than $299 for that month, you know? So we'll get you more leads by having you on Google. There's more people searching on Google for tree removal and the services that you offer, painting, et cetera, than there are actually going to HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor only ends up capturing like 10% of the guys that search off of Google, and then they're reselling them. So, you know, I'm thinking from a perspective of, hey, we're going to save you money by having your monthly cost just $299 for everything, and that way you know what you're spending, and then we're going to get you more calls, more opportunity. I don't think you're going to end up canceling anytime soon. But I understand where you're coming from. You're going, hey, worst case scenario, if I decide after a couple months I don't want to do this anymore, you know, yes, you could cancel. There's no cancellation fee or anything like that. If you want to keep the site, it's a one-time payment of $99.
And the reason I asked you, because I worked with two different platforms before, like 411 Local, I think.
Oh, okay.
And it was another.
And yeah, I know 411 Local. That's an SEO. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's fine. And that stuff didn't really work for me. So I spent money and I never see any results. So that's the reason I asking those questions, because you know, I spent a lot of money on that stuff and I wanna keep spending money, which is not gonna return anything to me. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, nobody does, you know. And that's a big reason why, you know, I'm saying, hey, let's do this month to month. Because, I mean, if you look at our industry, there are some companies out there that aren't even Google partners at all. And so sometimes they, like 411 Local, for example, they say they're a Google partner, and then the customer has a bad experience. HomeAdvisor, you know, they say they're the next great thing since sliced bread. Guys are paying for leads. They're not getting anything, right? So I understand, like, the industry that I work in. And so the way that I've had success is we do it month to month and we walk you through it. You know what I mean? You're not binded to a contract. I'm waiving the 2 month verbal agreement that they have there in the fine print, and I'm waiving the setup fee. So that way, I mean, if you're unhappy, you can fire us. We're here to make money just like you're here to make money. We don't want to get fired. We want you to come back every month and pay that $299 pricing structure. But the only way that that's going to happen is if we get in there and we make sure that it's working for you, you know? I think you're the kind of guy that just seeing yourself on the first page is going to make you happy, but that's not where we stop. You know, we don't just get you on the first page and say, okay, you're up there, we did our part, now pay us. No, we maintain it. We maintain the website. We make sure everything's up to date. We keep the programming up to date. We monitor the Google analytics. We like to see if, hey, more people were looking for tree removal last month than painting. You want to kind of focus a little more on the tree removal, maybe switch the keywords up. You know, it's in our best interest to not just have you listed on the first page, but have you making money. If you're not making money, we're not going to make money. So we have to not just get you a bunch of phone calls that don't go anywhere. You know, you need jobs, not just leads, right? So, you know, I use this for my late... Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry. But, for example, when you put all the information in there, you put my phone number in there, or you put something different and then go direct, and then after that, it's go kind of reach out to me.
No, we'll put your number there so the customers can call you directly, unless you don't want that. If you tell us, hey, I don't want to have my number up there, I'd rather use a different phone number, we can give you a Google tracking number if you want, and then put that up there, and it'll auto-forward to your phone in real time. Or you could just use the phone that you have, and they'll call that line directly in real time. But the calls are always going straight to you. We're not capturing their call, talking to the customer, and then selling you the lead or then sending it over to you. We don't come in between you and your clients at all. There is a tracking system, though, that does show how many calls and leads that you're getting, but that's just so that we could show you each month that it's working for you. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah. And how long it normally takes that it will appear in that map that you were talking about?
So all our calls are recorded by Google. I just want to let you know. So Google tells us that when we're asked this question, we're supposed to quote you 7 to 10 days before you could see your PIN verification letter come through and you could see yourself on the first page. And then the same thing with getting your website up and running, getting the Facebook ads up and running, the Bing, the Yelp, the Yellow Pages, and all the directory submissions. So you'll be able to see return on investment in the first month, Gerson, but, you know, month two and month three are going to be the more profitable months for you just because you won't have to go through that setup period again. But if I signed you up today, you know, and I have you up there going into the first day of August, you know, you should have a very profitable August. It's still summertime. This is the most profitable time of the year, especially for the tree removal and the wood fence repair side of it. I don't know if you do exterior painting or you're just focused on interior, but the exterior painting tends to go up a little bit right now too. So, you know, you should be able to see return on investment before that second payment comes around, and we should be able to offset the cost already of what you put into it by that time. But again, you know, the second month's going to be more valuable to you because you won't have to go through getting the website built, getting the PIN verification done. So I have to quote you 7 to 10 days.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's different than other SEO companies. I know that a lot of the SEO companies, they tell you 30, 60, 90 days before you start seeing results. But we're a premier Google partner, and we're located right next to the Google headquarters. So, you know, when we submit a business profile, the time it takes to verify it is a lot quicker. They already know we're doing our due diligence on it, so they already just validate everything we sent over. It doesn't have to go through a whole, like, week-long verification and background check.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what do you think? I mean, if I could approve that pricing structure at the $299 and then do it month to month and waive the setup fee, I mean, I know you said you had that bad experience with 411 Local, but you give me a shot so that way I could show you how well we can make this work for you when it's done the right way?
What else are you going to need from me, though?
We would have to create the business profile, update anything on your Google Business page. We would need access to the Google Business page, and then we're going to have to send that PIN verification letter out to you in the mail. So basically, in a literal sense, I would just need to create your account, verify some information with you, set up a client interview with a bilingual representative either later today or tomorrow, depending on your schedule, and then obviously secure that first month payment of $299. And then once the client interview and the PIN verification is completed and the website's up and running, you know, you're in a position to start receiving calls. You just got to be responsive to the customers as they come in and obviously try to generate as good a reviews as you can.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But altogether, it would just be signing up here, take about 3 to 5 minutes. Client interview tomorrow, take 30 to 45 minutes. And then obviously the ongoing answering the phone calls and generating the reviews is a never-ending process, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's just bad experience, and it kind of, I mean, sounds good, but the thing is,
I understand. Let me tell you something. I dated this Italian lady for like 6 years, and wasted my life. And everybody used to tell me all the time, don't get a Latina. And they say Italian girls are the same and Latinas are the same. You know, they're crazy, right? That's what they say. But I wasn't going to give up on life. You know, I had a dream of having a family and you know. So, you know, you have bad experiences sometimes, but the only time that you fail, and this is what I tell my lady and this is what I tell my kids too, is when you give up. And if you let those bad experiences convince you to give up and not try to put yourself in front of your customers and generate that money, then you're never going to succeed. You know? So I understand you had a bad experience, but you got to brush that off. I mean, these guys, they can't keep you down. They can't hurt you. I can't hurt you. Home Advisor can't hurt you. You know, these guys are never going to be able to stop you from what you plan on doing with your business. And I know that's kind of off topic, but I just want to say that, like, person to person. There's bad experiences out there, but if you give up on it, you're never going to get to where you're trying to go. And I know you're not that kind of person, or you wouldn't be a business owner, you know?
That's fine. I'm going to give you a shot, but...
This will be your last stop. I promise. This will be your last stop. You won't have to do any other marketing companies, and I'm going to steal you from Home Advisor. You're going to end up canceling that watch. You should cancel it, actually, already. There's a report from the Federal Trade Commission. Have you seen that yet?
No, not yet.
Here, I'll show it to you rather than tell you. I'm going to send you a text. The Federal Trade Commission is about to shut those guys down because they've been caught. They bought Angie's List in 2016. You know Angie's List or Angie's Leads?
Yes.
Yeah. So they bought them in 2016. They put their listing on Google. They get a lead from Google. They sell it to three guys on Home Advisor, and then they got caught selling it to three more guys on the Angie's Leads program. So there's six guys, but they were getting the same lead. And the way they got caught is there was one guy they had was on both, was on Home Advisor and Angie's. And he got the same lead from both platforms, and they charged him a lead fee on both platforms. So they got caught basically like double dipping. In real life, you can't do that. You know, that's the thing we don't like about pay-per-lead systems. It's because once they have that information, they could send it to like six different guys and charge all of you. We don't do that. We just list you up there, let the customer call you directly. You know, you don't need to be paying us a lead fee to be gathering information or pre-qualifying these guys. They're already on Google looking up the services that you provide in your area in the first place. They're already qualified, you know? So, long story short, you know, they've been basically a lot of business owners paying for leads that aren't turning into business. They're just paying money for like a phone number. Sometimes the people don't even answer the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Federal Trade Commission caught on to that.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you a shot, and we're going to see how that works.
Okay. Let me send you my direct number. I'm going to be the account lead, so I'll be here to help you through it. And then, like I said, I'm also going to have a bilingual rep who's a friend of mine. His name is Caesar, on the back end helping me. So he'll do the client interview and everything. That way, if you prefer Spanish, you still have communication with him and direct access to me. So... that's my phone number there with my direct extension. And then okay. I'm going to create your profile with us. What's your last name, Gerson?
Aguilar.
Aguilar. A-G-U-I-L-A-R?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And the first name is G-E-R-S-O-N?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you everything in writing, too. Okay, even though it's month to month, I still want you to have everything documented that, hey, you paid us for these services, for the website and everything. So what's the business email address where I could send you everything in writing for that platinum package?
It's JL.
Mm-hmm.
TotalServices@gmail.com.
TotalServices@gmail.com. Okay. Go ahead and update. Okay, and then the primary phone number for us and your clients to get a hold of you is this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay, 540-322-7607?
Yep.
Okay. All right, and then how do you want your hours of operation listed, like your work hours?
From 7 to 5.
7 to 5. Okay, is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
No, Monday to Friday, and weekends I only work, well, I only work Saturday from 8 to 4.
8 to 4, okay. Sunday closed. Okay, and then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I only accept card. I mean, I don't accept card. I just accept check and
cash. And check.
Cash.
Okay.
Yes. Or like Apple Pay or Venmo.
Oh, okay. Apple Pay and Venmo. I like Venmo. Okay. And then I'm going to send you this email address. Do you have a company logo or like maybe some photos of work that you've done in the past that we could use for your website?
I think I have a couple, but I don't have it with me. I had it in my computer.
Oh, no worries. When you get some free time, send them to that email address that I texted you, photos@localsplash.com. And the client interview technician will also follow up with you about those photos. But we want to try to get a portfolio built so that way when people click on your site, they can see some stuff that you've done before. It'll kind of help sell them and let them know that you're good at what you do. And then
okay.
What's the business street address where I could send your Google PIN verification letter?
It's 11402.
11402.
Reed Road is Art Road.
Okay, I got it. And then Fredericksburg, 22407?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And then you can have your address hidden or displayed. It's at your own discretion. Do you want me to have the address hidden on Google?
Not really.
Okay. I have to ask, you know, but basically if I hide it, it'll still say you're in Fredericksburg, VA, and it'll have the zip. It just won't have the turn-by-turn directions activated on your listing. And you don't have to worry about anybody showing up to your door or anything like that. But it's up to you. If you want to leave it up there, I could leave it up there.
No, I don't want to leave it there. I just want to at least hide it, you know, like
yeah.
The part that you said.
Good idea. Yeah, I have kids, so me personally, I'm like, the kind of work that you do, you're going to the customer. There's no reason for them to come to your house. The only reason you'd want it displayed would be like if you had a shop or a brick and mortar where they can like go there and actually see something or buy something from you, but the services you provide are going to be you going to them, so I'm going to hide it for you, but I have to get your permission to do that. I can't just do that on my own. Remember, the calls are recorded. And then, okay, so PIN verification says 3 to 5 days, website, okay, and then subscription terms, where was I? Okay, verify address, verify phone number, verify email, hours of operation, okay. Okay, so there's going to be a client interview. Like I said, I could set you up with a bilingual representative. Client interviews are usually about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in order to get it completed. What's a good time tomorrow where I could have a technician walk you through that client interview?
After 3 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Let me pull up the calendar here. After 3. Okay. I have a 5 to 6. I could also do a 4 to 5, I believe.
Okay, 4 to 5 would be okay.
You want to do 4 to 5 tomorrow?
Yeah. Okay.
Let me just message Caesar too, because this thing says they have like a biweekly meeting. Let me just message him real quick. See Cesar Espinosa. Can I schedule tomorrow? 4 to 5. Okay. So I got that locked in. I'm going to send you an invitation to your Gmail account, and then I'll also send you a text message 1 hour before the appointment just to confirm that it's still a good time for you. Okay? If something pops up or changes, you end up, you know, too busy on a job, just let me know. I could reschedule it for you, but I want to make sure that we get it done as soon as possible. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to send you that invitation right now. And then I'll set up the text message reminder as well. And that's going to be with Cesar Espinosa. He's bilingual, so if you prefer Spanish, he can speak Spanish. And then every rep that you'll speak to moving forward, I'm going to make sure it's a bilingual rep, okay? So that way you're comfortable with me. Okay. My lady's, like, first language is Spanish. She prefers everything Spanish. Only time she really speaks English is when she talks to me. She came here when she was 20, so she's 29 now. She's been here 9 years, but still prefers everything in Spanish. Okay.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, perfect. So, update. All right. Then the last thing you got to do is secure the first month's payment. So in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Gerson, how did you want to do that?
A card. I can give you a card.
Okay. Is it going to be like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
No, under my name.
It's going to be under your name? Okay. So just Gerson. Okay. Oh, I just got a message from Cesar. Cesar is asking if we could actually push it to 5 to 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Nah, I guess they... able to do that.
Yeah, they have like a bi-weekly meeting. What about 6 and 7?
And if you do it more early, can you do it more early?
Yeah, I could do it earlier. I could do like, let me see.
Or after lunch.
Yeah, I could do like 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3.
12 to 1, that'd be fine.
12 to 1?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm going to send you the invitation for that now.
Okay.
Okay, and then you said the card was under your name. Sorry, I got a landscaper outside the office right now.
Yes.
Okay, and then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay. Is 4465.
4465.
4203.
4203.
5279.
5279.
6056.
6056. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year? 07/22. Oh,
yeah.
That expires this month.
Yeah, but at least do this month and then I change it. Because
yeah.
I have to get it done.
No problem. We can update it before the next month. Like I said, you have my direct number and extension, so you could always call in, and then if the payment fails, I'll end up having to call you back anyway. So at least that time we could sit down, and we'll already have a month under our belt to go over everything too.
Right. That's fine.
Okay. And then there's a small 3-digit code on the back.
96.
I'm sorry, I missed the number. You said 96?
2.
962.
Okay. 96.
Okay. And then before I can process the transaction, I'm going to walk you through a brief voice verification recording. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you, but I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I process a transaction, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, Gerson. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
J&L Total Services, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Gerson Aguilar, the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours is considered a reasonable period of time. So just as a heads up. Obviously, if you're missing calls, I'm not going to ride you too hard about it, but you want to make sure you're answering as many of them as possible.
Yes.
And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay, so I already know what you're using now, and I know you used 401 Local in the past, so I'm going to have to kind of clean up whatever they messed up. But before you add anything else, make sure you let me know so I can make sure that you're not paying for something that we're already doing for you or, like, have them duplicate any of the listings. Okay, I don't want them messing up the website or something either. And then it says...
The only thing I use is Thumbtack.
Is Thumbtack?
Thumbtack's
okay. That's a directory that we would have gave you anyway. It's part of our directory submission, like Yelp, Yellow Pages, you're going to have Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, Manta. So if you already have it, we're not going to create another one. Like, we know what you're already doing now. We're not going to create another one. But it's just saying, like, after today, if you're going to add one of those services, let me know, because you don't want to pay money for something that we are already doing for you, or we already got, you know, for you at no extra charge. Make sense? Or maybe even, like, you do Yelp, and then Yelp creates another one instead of just going, oh, we already found it. Maybe they don't even look. They just create another one. Now you have a duplicate, and then Google will tell us, like, hey, you have to fix that. You can't have two of them. They want us to go in there and fix it. But if we don't know what you did, we're kind of trying to figure it out. So that's why I say, you know, double check. So that way we can make sure you're not paying any extra money for something you don't need or creating too.
Yeah.
And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do ask you to give it 2 months when you first sign up, obviously, but I waived that setup fee and I waived any kind of contract. So it's not a contract, but we do ask you, you know, give it 2 months. It's paid 1 month at a time. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is July 20th of 2020. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299, and that's going to be for the Platinum package and all of its contents. So I've waived the setup fee for you. I've also included the .com website at no additional cost. It says when the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew every month on the 20th day in the discounted amount of $299. So you'll keep that rate as long as you're with us. Like I told you earlier, you know, it's not going to go back up or change on you. So it'll always just be a one-time payment every month of $299. Now, it does state here in the fine print, it says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time because you're not binded to a contract on this one. There are no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. But if you are going to cancel, we want you to let us know before the next billing is due, so before the 20th, so that way we can stop the billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment. When the payment clears, you're going to get a text message. The text message is going to have a link in there to an outline of the agreement in writing. At the bottom of that agreement, it's going to ask you to basically authorize that you are the cardholder and that this was you giving your information, not somebody pretending to be you. It's just a little box you have to check. And then it wants you to sign it. It's an e-signature. So you just kind of click on that box and type out your first and last name. And then a hard copy of this is being sent to your email as well with the outline of the agreement in writing and your invoice receipt. So that way you have that on file and we have it on file. There's no confusion moving forward about you getting that platinum package for the discounted rate. Make sense?
Yep.
All right. I'm hoping that this puts us in position to work together long term. Okay, I don't want to build a website and do all this hard work, get you up and running, start generating jobs, and then we lose you next month. Okay, that would suck for me too. You know, I'm going to put a lot of work into this. So I'm hoping that with this discounted pricing structure, it puts us in position to work together long term and that this is your last stop as far as online marketing. So I always tell my clients, you know, success on the internet is all about working with the right company. And in order for us to be the right company for you, we have to have open communication on what you expect and what you need as a business, okay? So that's why I connected you with not just myself, but a bilingual representative. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, Gerson, don't hesitate to call, okay? Like, no questions or dumb questions. We don't expect you to be an expert in marketing. That's why you're hiring us to help you with it in the first place, right? So, you know, if you need help with anything, the website, anything like that, even if it's just getting those photos over for the website, changing your hours, you know, you need to generate more leads. Maybe you want to cover more ground. You want to switch up the services that you're promoting, anything like that. You know, if we can help you, we will. You know, like I said, we want you to be successful because if you're not making money, we're not going to make money. So I just want to make sure I get that out and say that to you. I appreciate you giving me your trust, too. You know, I know you said you had that bad experience in the past, so I'm going to go above and beyond to make sure that you don't have to use another marketing company after us, okay?
Yeah. So you say after I sign and I do accept?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, you'll see a page for, like, username and password. Don't worry about that right now. At the end of your client interview tomorrow, I have it scheduled between 12 and 1. I sent you that calendar invitation. They're going to send you a username and a password for that tracking system, but they're also going to send over a YouTube video in Spanish. It's about 6.5-7 minutes long that shows you how to use that tracking system. So it's nice. You can just kind of click on it, watch it, and it'll show you how to log into that and use that tracking system. And that's a good tool because if you're so busy that you're missing calls, you know, maybe you don't have like a secretary there to answer the phone calls for you. That tracking system will save those that person's information. It'll save like their phone number and what they were looking for and the zip code that they were calling from. So that way you can go back and call them. And then also when you finish jobs, there's a section in there where you can request a review. So it'll go back and it'll text that customer asking about their experience with you, and it'll send them a link to your Google listing so that way they could write a Google review for you. So it's going to be a good tool for us moving forward. But right now, don't worry about that. All I want you to focus on is being available for your client interview tomorrow between 12 and 1. And then if you can't make it, obviously let me know as soon as possible. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right. All right. Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. I'm going to let you get back to the rest of the day. Enjoy your day, and then we'll talk to you tomorrow between 12 and 1 for that client interview, okay?
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to working with you. Thank you for giving me your trust, man. I know it's tough when you've had a bad experience, but I'm going to make sure, like I said, I'm going to go above and beyond on this one.
Okay. Cool.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.